With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Ever feel like your home is more of a pressure cooker than a sanctuary? You know that feeling when you walk through the door after a long day and it just doesn't feel good? Well, guess what? Your living space plays a huge role in your mental health. It's not just about aesthetics, folks, it's about creating an environment that actually supports your well-being. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways to transform your home from a stress factory into a mental wellness haven. First up, declutter. Seriously, get rid of stuff you don't use or love. It sounds simple, but those piles of clutter can weigh heavy on our minds, creating a sense of chaos and overwhelm. Think of it this way. A clean space equals a clear mind. Next, let's talk about lighting. Natural light is your best friend. Open those curtains and blinds, soak up those rays. It's not just about brightening the room. Natural light actually boosts mood-regulating hormones and helps regulate our sleep cycle. Now, for something I know we all struggle with. Screens. They're amazing tools, but staring at them for hours can mess with your mental state, especially in the evenings. Try creating a digital detox zone in your bedroom, no phones or tablets an hour before bed. Instead, opt for a good book, some calming music, or even just some quiet time to reflect. Speaking of reflection, create a dedicated space for mindfulness. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, a comfy corner with a meditation cushion, a bookshelf lined with inspiring books, a simple journal and pen, whatever helps you center yourself and find peace. And finally, personalize your space. Surround yourself with things that make you happy, spark joy, and reflect your personality. Think about photos of loved ones, artwork that speaks to your soul, plants that bring life to the room. Remember, your home should be your haven, a place where you feel safe, supported, and truly you. Imagine this. You come home after a long day, take off your shoes, and just breathe. The air feels fresh, the space is inviting, and there's a sense of calm washing over you. That's the power of creating a mentally supportive environment. Picture this. You're working on a challenging project. You step away from your desk, head to your mindfulness zone, take a few deep breaths, and suddenly, those creative juices start flowing again. That's the magic of aligning your space with your mental well-being. Ready to make your home a true sanctuary? Start small, pick one thing from today's episode to clutter that corner, let in more light, set up your digital detox zone and see how it impacts your mood. Share your progress on social media using #BrainstormBoost. Remember, even tiny changes can have a huge impact. Until next time, keep brainstorming, boosting, and creating spaces that nourish your mind and soul.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.